Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's 5 o'clock. Donald Kavanagh at the Highland Radio News Desk. In this bulletin, the managing director of O'Neill's in Strabane says a no-deal Brexit would be a disaster for the company. Kieran Kennedy was speaking at the launch of the new Donegal jersey. In the first prosecution of its type in Northern Ireland, a 35-year-old local man has gone on trial at Derry Crown Court, charged with raping a 17-year-old girl in a Spanish hotel during the summer of 2014. The complainant in the case also comes from Derry. A group involved in direct provision centre protests has welcomed plans to use state-owned land for asylum seeker accommodation. A Donegal councillor calls for more leniency from planners. And later in the bulletin, we'll have the sports news with Oisin. That's coming up at around 5:15. All those stories to follow. But first, this evening, Lee Early, the skipper of the Arranmore Ferry, is this evening making his final journey back to the island after his death yesterday morning. The 26-year-old lost his life when he was trapped underwater after his car slipped off a pier on the island. A passenger managed to get out of the car and swim ashore to raise the alarm. A post-mortem took place earlier today at Letterkenny University Hospital. Investigations are continuing into what happened. Relation and family friend Gerry Early says it's a terrible tragedy and the island has lost a key member of its community.
It's unspeakable, you know, unspeakable sadness, and it's just the silence, I suppose, you know, from anybody that just nobody has the words, you know, there is no words for it. I mean, we've unfortunately now, you know, around these parts the last, you know, especially this year, since the turn of the year, we've been hammered, you know, from Bidor, Hocare, Dunlow area. Just all around, it seems to be a dark cloud, continues to be a dark cloud, but unfortunately it's our turn to carry the cross, and that we'll do, you know, as a small community, we'll, I suppose, close ranks in many ways, and I know this.
And from what I have heard of Lee, he was so well liked and so well known, not just in Arranmore, but right across that area of Donegal.
Yeah, I suppose, you know, on the light of the recent publicity that we've been getting now more about trying to welcome, you know, and to get people to move here. Lee was one of the ones that he was a surefire, wanted to be here, you know. He was a barnacle to the rock, you know. I think every time Lee went to Letterkenny even, he couldn't wait to get home. He was just one of them. He was an island boy, and he was a shining light on the island, and his work for both ferries. Of course, his role in the lifeboats, second coxswain of the lifeboats. His father, Jimmy, God love him, he's the coxswain, and Lee, the second coxswain. And it was just, you know, heartbreaking for these lads.
And that was Gerry Early from Arranmore Island speaking there to Catherine Gaffney. The managing director of O'Neill's in Strabane says a no-deal Brexit would be a disaster for the company. Kieran Kennedy was speaking at the launch of the new Donegal jersey today. During the launch, he said of the 736 people who work in O'Neill's Strabane facility, around half crossed the border from Donegal. Mr. Kennedy, who's just returned from the Donegal, Derry and Strabane trade mission to Boston and Philadelphia, said the company's products often cross the border several times over the production process. If tariffs were levied every time that happened, he told Highland Radio it would create serious problems.
I've had the privilege of going to Brussels to meet Michel Barnier's team, discussing the impact it would have for a business like ours. I've also been to Downing Street twice. I've met Theresa May and I've met Boris Johnson, and I got an opportunity to, you know, see Boris and talk to him face to face and tell him we need a deal. The biggest concern we would have had is a no-deal situation where there'd be tariffs and duties on our products. We have a very intricate supply chain where we, you know, bring the yarn in from the Far East up through the Port of Dublin, up to Inchicoughy, into Strabane, where we knit the fabric and we send it to Dublin on a daily basis. After it's dyed in Dublin, then it comes back to Strabane again for cutting or printing, and some of the garments go back to Dublin to get made as well. And then it has to be warehoused and distributed, and it could go north, south, or east or west. So we were major worries about the fact that if there was a no deal and we had to pay tariffs and duties, because our goods can cross the border up to 8 times, and if we had to pay 9% duty, it would just remain as the whole thing unsustainable. But you know, I'm very, very optimistic now that it's going the right way, and I firmly believe that where we are, where we're situated, you know, we have the best of both worlds, where we'll have frictionless trade north, south, and east and west. And that was one of the things that we were trying to promote, the Northwest, when we were out in Boston and Philadelphia over the past week, with the support of the two councils.
And that was Kieran Kennedy there speaking at the launch of the new Donegal jersey. Much more from him on our website, highlandradio.com. And of course, you'll hear from Oisin later about the launch of that jersey in Donegal Town. In the first prosecution of its kind in the north, a 35-year-old local man has gone on trial at Derry Crown Court, charged with raping a 17-year-old girl in a Spanish hotel during the summer of 2014. The complainant in the case also comes from Derry. With more, here's Michaela Clark.
Michael Joseph Cregan from Ferguson Street denies raping the complainant in a bedroom which they shared with two other people in the Hotel Las Almas at Tormelinas near Malaga in Spain between July the 31st and August the 20th, 2014. The jury was told that a party of six, all of them from Derry, went on holiday to the hotel together. The party of six included the complainant and the defendant, the complainant's sister and her sister's then partner, the complainant's father and a male family friend. Prosecuting barrister John Orr QC told the jurors that the case was unusual in that it was an extraterrestrial case brought under Article 76 of the 2008 Sexual Offences Order, which allowed for offences which allegedly occur outside of the UK to be brought before a court in the UK.
A group involved in direct provision centre protests has welcomed plans to use state-owned land for asylum seeker accommodation. The proposals are being considered by the Minister for State for Immigration, David Stanton, to deal with the rise in people seeking asylum. It's also hoped the idea will tackle costs, as spending on emergency accommodation this year is expected to be €22 million more than in 2018. Gordon Hughes was involved in demonstrations over plans to build a direct provision centre in Ballinamore. He's glad that their concerns about the system are finally being listened to.
Times have changed, and certainly I think it's to be welcomed that the Minister is considering other options. I'm glad that at least there is engagement now with local communities around the provision of such centres in rural Ireland.
A Donegal councillor is calling for more leniency from planners in cases where local people are trying to build houses on their own land in rural areas. Councillor Michael McClafferty told a meeting of Glenties Municipal District that in many instances, planning decisions are going against the applicants in cases where better communication might have flagged the problem. Planners told him that the policy is to facilitate local people where possible, but there have been times where applications approved locally were subsequently rejected by An Bord Pleanála. Councillor McClafferty says a change in regulations may be necessary.
Especially in the rural areas, and I believe as well just that everybody, particularly the people in farming areas anyway, that or anybody, not farming, anybody has their own land, should get building a house on their own land. It's ridiculous in 2019 that sons and daughters can't get building on their own land.
The officials are saying, and the planning officer is saying to you, that that is council policy, that's what they're trying to facilitate, but they're saying in certain cases what's happened is permission's been granted locally, but it's been then turned down at national level by An Bord Pleanála, and that the issue in a sense is out of the council's hands.
That argument's there, yes, but for a great part of it, from what I'm hearing, and I know on the ground, a lot of it starts well with the council as well, with the council planners themselves before it even gets near An Bord Pleanála. So, like, it's just a case of just trying to compromise, relax the regulations to a certain extent, and I believe in them. The regulations there at the moment, they're too sharp, just they're too severe for everybody, and that's what's causing the problems. And it's not fair. Young people or young adults alike that want to come home from faraway countries can't come home because they know they can't get building. And then when they do come home to build, the building prices are atrocious, and a lot of us contribute to elder planning. We just all need to communicate better, get things on a better, fair system, I believe, and if that could be achieved. But communication is key in all these things, that's what I do believe, and if the communication could start in a positive manner, we might get things moving more better than what they are, than what people are facing the difficulties at the moment, Donald.
And that was Councillor Michael McClafferty there. Concerns have been raised once again over the state of disrepair of some buildings along the quay in Remilton. Due to health and safety concerns, hoarding was erected around the buildings in question earlier this year, resulting in the road being reduced to single-lane traffic. Donegal County Council is being urged to give an updated report on progress on either the takeover or planned repair works at the sites. The Cathaoirleac of Letterkenny Municipal District Councillor John O'Donnell says local businesses are being impacted.
Look, the answer that I've got today is that they're going to contact the member directly directly, which is myself. Prior to the meeting today, I haven't been notified of any plans in place. This hoarding was erected in April last year. It's a serious issue in Remelton, a lot of the derelict buildings. It's something that I suppose for myself, I've made a pledge to the people of Remelton that I will start working harder and closer with the people to try and get the dereliction buildings brought up to a standard. But unfortunately, the council doesn't seem to be giving the answers that we're looking for, so hopefully they do come back with some positive outcome on my question here today.
And the quay is fast becoming, you know, a busy wee area. There's a lot of different shops and things, and I suppose is it fair to say that that hoarding's a bit of an eyesore at the minute?
Yeah, it's an eyesore, and I think, you know, Remelton being a heritage town too, and if you take along the quay as well, the whole subsidence of the Shore Road as well that happened there in the past, and there was a number of businesses there. You had the little the bank cafe there as well that was badly affected when it went down to single lane traffic and stuff, and I suppose we were very slow in removing the barriers and stuff like that to allow the traffic to get flowing on a two-way basis again. So, you know, I would just I'm trying to speak up and let the voices be heard of the local businesses and also for the people of Remelton, because we do really need to get Remelton regenerated and get it up to a lovely heritage town, what it should be and it was in the past.
Councillor John O'Donnell. To mark European Antibiotic Awareness Day, Letterkenny University Hospital has today been highlighting awareness and knowledge around the correct use of antibiotics. Dr. Michael Mulhern is a consultant microbiologist at the hospital. He says antibiotics aren't effective for the treatment of viruses. They only kill bacteria. He said it's important that illnesses where antibiotics are not the answer are identified. He stressed it's important to get checked out by your local GP should symptoms persist, even though antibiotics, he says, mightn't be the answer.
When somebody goes to the GP with an infection, you know, and it may be a sore throat or a sore ear, most commonly they are caused by viruses. And as I said, antibiotics don't work for those. But in some cases, they are bacterial. And it can be difficult at times for a GP to be absolutely sure whether it's a bacteria or a virus causing the infection. So there are certain things that we can do. Most of these infections settle down by themselves. They'll get better without antibiotics on their own. So a GP may decide to say to a patient, well, listen, most often these infections are caused by viruses, so we might expect in a day or two for your symptoms to be better. I'll give you a prescription, but hold off a day or two before you get it filled and see if it does get better. And that's a very good and effective way of reducing the amount of antibiotics that we prescribe. But certainly people should go to the GP if their symptoms are lasting longer than a few days, or if they have very high temperatures, you know, or they are in a lot of pain. It is important that they get checked out by their GP.
And that was Dr. Michael Mulhern. Donegal County Council has agreed to investigate parking issues at Ungreen and Theatre in Letterkenny. That's coming up, but first a break, and after that, sports news with Oisin Kelly.
See Andre Rieu with Highland Radio at the Three Arena Dublin on Friday, the 17th of April, 2020. The package includes luxury travel, accommodation on a bed and breakfast basis at the City North Hotel, and ticket to the concert. All for €275 per person sharing, with €60 single supplement. €100 non-refundable deposit secures your place. Andre Rieu at the Three Arena Dublin, Friday, 17th of April, 2020. Call Highland Radio today to book your place. The ideal Christmas present.
Only 3% of us give blood, yet one in four of us will need a blood transfusion during our lifetime. You can change this by giving blood yourself, and maybe bring along a friend or family member. Please come along and give blood in Jackson's Hotel in Ballybofey on Monday 18th from 6:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. and on Tuesday 19th and Wednesday 20th from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. daily. And in the Waterfront Hotel in Dunloe on Thursday 21st of November from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. to 9:30 p.m.
Don't miss Magalani's biggest bridal and occasion wear sale, Sunday 24th of November. Grab up to 70% off wedding dresses, and with 50 wedding dresses clearing at €100, you'd be crazy to miss out. Plus, not forgetting the mums, we have over 100 outfits reduced to half price, exclusively in store. So get to Magalani's Sunday 24th of November, with stores opening 1:30 p.m.
Béilla Nasca na Gael celebrates the wealth of culture and language shared between Donegal and Scotland. And this weekend, Clonmany welcomes World world-renowned artist to perform at a variety of events and workshops. Highlights include on Friday night the official opening cabaret at Cador Bar Fulgara, who will also host the festival club each night. On Saturday, Anshan Varick will host a tapas and wine night, followed by the Moonies in concert. Then on Sunday, there's a musical day trip to Torrey Island, plus a Scottish ceilidh and supper in Gortathore. Come and join the celebration this weekend. See Féile Nasca na Gael on Facebook. Bigilin do Féile Mór na Bliana.
There's super savings this November at Tesco. Save on veg like selected Tesco green cabbage, leeks and 250-gram pack of flat mushrooms, only 49 cent each. Get delicious meats with our finest Irish whole leg of lamb, now half price. Or try our frozen Irish turkeys, now also half price. And get amazing deals on selected wines like Oyster Bay Sauvignon Blanc and Campo Viejo Reserva, any six for just €50. Shop in-store or online. Tesco. Every little helps. Enjoy alcohol responsibly.
Sport on Highland is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. Now stocking the new Donegal Nevis GAA range. Shop in store or online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Approaching 16 minutes past 5 o'clock, we say good evening, Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Donal. We start with international football, and for the third time in as many years, autumn brings Denmark to the Aviva Stadium. This time, qualification for Euro 2020 is on the line, with tonight's winners assured of passage to the finals. Ireland tonight, for the very first time, will be captained by Derryman Shane Duffy. Ireland boss Mick McCarthy is relishing the cup final nature of this evening's tie.
I was a big Leeds fan as a kid. I remember watching that one against Sunderland, and it was an absolute shoo-in. Sunderland couldn't win. Guess what? It did. And then all the games subsequently that I've seen or been involved in, when teams shouldn't win, they've got better players, they've got a better squad, they've got a better manager, everything's in their favour, and they get slapped.
Elsewhere in Group D tonight, Switzerland should seal qualification with their final game away to Gibraltar. Both games start at 7.45. The Republic of Ireland under 17s have completed the first phase of the Euro qualifiers with a 100% record. Colin Bell's side were 4-2 winners over Israel at Turner's Cross. Donegal's Luke McGarvey was in as the substitute goalkeeper for that game. The draw for the elite phase will be made on December 3rd. Finn Harps have confirmed the departure of Declan Boyle and Joe Boyle from their underage structure. Declan and Joe have decided to step away from the under 17 and under 19 managerial positions, with personal reasons as the main factors in both cases. The club wish both Declan and Joe the best in the future and thank them for their commitment and efforts with the club. Both have been in the post since 2015, where Declan guided the 17s to national success, winning the league and cup double. Harps will confirm the new under 17 and under 19 managers in the coming weeks. Meanwhile, Finn Harps goalkeeper Mark McGinley has been included in the nominees for the October Player of the Month award. The Harps stopper put in some crucial performances in the final month of the regular season, as well as starring in the playoffs to help Ollie Horgan's side maintain Premier Division status. McGinley is joined in the nominations list by Dundalk's Michael Duffy, Shamrock Rovers' duo Joey O'Brien, Roberto Lopez, Drogheda's Chris Lyons and Bohemians' Ross Tierney. The winner will be announced later in the week. The Donegal Junior League will await on a referee's report before deciding what will happen following the abandonment of the Division 1 game between Dermohill and Kerrykeel yesterday. The incident occurred during the first half of the match, which is understood to involve the player and the referee. Following the incident, it is believed that the referee made the decision to abandon the game. His report will now be submitted to the league authorities. The GAA have confirmed the international rules will return in 2020. A two-test series will be played in Ireland in November of next year, provisionally on the 15th and the 21st. Ireland will then travel to Australia for a two-test series in 2022. 2017 was the last time the series was played, with Australia claiming the Cormac McAnallan Trophy. Next season, Donegal teams will be wearing the new look county jersey, which was launched earlier today in the Abbey Hotel in Donegal Town. Changes to the new style retro design sees more green added to the chest and shoulder area above amber. Donegal GAA have again tied in with Tyrone manufacturers O'Neill's, and the jersey is on sale just in time for the Christmas market. Kieran Kennedy is managing director with O'Neill's Sportswear.
Yeah, it's probably one of our most popular jerseys. You know, Donegal is a big place and they've got huge support. And, you know, one of the most important thing about jerseys and you know, getting jerseys sold is success. And, you know, Donegal have been very successful this last few years now. Well, you know, we come up with about 10 designs initially, and then We gave them to the county board, and they sat down with their players and supporters and the management team and whittled it down to three. And then, you know, between ourselves and the players and the management, we come up with this design. It's going back to the dark amber that Donegal has been, synonymous with throughout the years, and the green, and it's just a very, very modern and retro design at the same time. So we're delighted with it, and I think everybody else will be too.
Niamh Conlon will play Down Kingpins Kilcoo in this season's Ulster Senior Club Championship final after both came through their respective semi-finals over the weekend. The Donegal champions put on a superb performance to beat Clontibret in Oma, while Kilcoo defeated Derry-Gonley Harps. Neither side has won the Ulster title before, but have lost finals in the past. Niamh Conlon in 2010 and Kilcoo in 2016. Off the back of their semi-final performances, Martin McHugh feels Niamh Conlon will be the favourites.
Well, I think looking at the two performers the weekend, you'd have to see Niamh Conlon would be favourites. Probably from their own point of view, they prefer not to be, because I think in most matches up to now, with the county final and particularly the county final and the Clontibret game, where they were underdogs, and you always like going into it that way. I think sometimes you prefer to go into a final off the back of a poor semi-final, and you feel that that's the way Kilcoo were very, very lucky to get over the line. You feel if Derry Gonley had a free taker, that they would have beaten them. So they feel they have a lot of improvement to do, and they'll know that. From Niamh Conlon's point of view, it's the same. They're going to say, well, we want the exact same performance. And the thing about Niamh Conlon looking at them is that the way they are is they feel, at 3 points, they won't be 3 points or 2 points or 1 point, but they're very comfortable in doing that, and they're very, very good defensively, as everybody is saying that. But as well as that, breaking forward, they're good. And I think the big difference this year with Niamh Conlon is these young lads have come in and have given them just a completely new lease of life.
There's more from Martin McHugh in the sports section of our website, highlandradio.com. Donegal's Declan Coulter has been selected for the 2019 All-Stars Hurling Tour. In a few weeks' time, the Setanta clubman will be joining the travelling party for Abu Dhabi. Declan had injury problems through the season as his side won the Donegal senior title, but he's now fit and looking forward to the tour. In rugby, Saracens will not appeal against their 35-point deduction and £5 million fine for breaching the Premiership salary cap. The English and European champions had originally said they would fight the ruling. Saracens chairman Nigel Ray said, we have made mistakes, and so we must accept those penalties. Finally, just back to soccer. It was a great weekend for youth sides from the county over the weekend at the SFAI finals. Four Donegal clubs came away with Ulster titles. Under 12, Kilmacrenan and Celtic. Under 13 winners were Elliston FC. Under 15, Cager Rovers. And at under 16 level, Capri Rovers. Well done to all. That's it, Donal. Our next Sport in Highland tomorrow morning after the 8 news.
Thank you, Washing. Funding has been secured for upgrade works to Glenties Playground. It follows challenges faced by the Glenties Playground Committee surrounding insurance costs and the running of the facility. The playground was originally constructed using local funding, leader and lottery grants. Donegal County Council has agreed to investigate parking issues at Ungrinnan Theatre in Letterkenny. Problems with legal parking reportedly peak during busy times at the theatre, blocking a road which also leads to a number of residential properties. The council is also suggesting the issue could be an enforcement matter for Gardaí, but Councillor Jimmy Kavanagh says there's an onus on a number of bodies to be involved in remedying the situation.
It's a matter of getting a proper management system in place when there's big shows there. The theatre have a responsibility, the council have a responsibility. The Gardaí have a job to do too, but it's not the main aspect of it should not be sent to the Gardaí. We want to see the theatre working well. The theatre's a massive asset for the town, and we want to see it packed on as many occasions as possible.
And the Tullydonnell Lower Gold Hoard is going on display at the County Museum in Donegal this week. The hoard was discovered by chance last year as farmers carried out drainage work in the area. With more, here's Stephen Murphy.
The hoard will be on display in the Donegal County Museum from 10 a.m. tomorrow until Saturday the 30th of November. This exceptional gold hoard, dating from the late Bronze Age, was discovered by chance in June 2018 when farmers took the opportunity of a dry summer to improve drainage at the base of a field at Tullydonnell Lower in East Donegal. The display of the gold rings has been part funded by the Creative Ireland programme and the Department of Culture, Heritage and the Gaeltacht. Admission is free and all are welcome. The museum will be facilitating school tours, but booking is essential. Booking is also essential for groups. For further information, contact Donegal County Museum on High Road in Letterkenny.
And that report there was from Stephen Murphy. Looking at the weather forecast for this evening, it will, according to Met Aaron, be a dry evening for the most part into tonight, with lowest temperatures between 1 and 3 degrees Celsius. However, it'll become very cloudy overnight, with rain in Donegal at around about dawn. Tomorrow, highest temperatures of between 3 and 4 degrees Celsius, between 7 and 9 degrees Celsius. Outbreaks of rain in the west will spread slowly eastward as the day goes on, with drier and brighter conditions then following into the west before tomorrow afternoon. Moderate southeast winds tomorrow, veering southerly for a time. And that's Highland Radio News for the moment. And looking at the headlines, Lee Early, the skipper of the Arranmore Ferry, has this evening been making his final journey back to the island after his tragic death yesterday morning. The 26-year-old died after he was trapped underwater when his car came off a pier yesterday morning. The managing director of O'Neill's and Strabane says a no-deal Brexit would be a disaster for the company. Kieran Kennedy was speaking at the launch of the new Donegal jersey. He said half the company's workforce of 736 come from across the border each day. In the first prosecution of its kind, a 35-year-old local man has gone on trial at Derry Crown Court, charged with raping a 17-year-old girl in a Spanish hotel during the summer of 2014. We're back with news headlines at 6 o'clock. Until then, from the news team, good evening. The obituary notices for this Monday evening, the 18th of November. The tragic death has occurred of Lee Early, Arranmore Island. His remains are en route to his family home on the island to repose. Funeral mass on Wednesday at 12 noon in St. Cronus Church, Arranmore, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has occurred of Violet Ayton, née Gallagher, Milsesha Ballandrate, Lifford. Her remains will repose at her late residence from 6 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Wednesday morning at 10:30 to St. Patrick's Church, Murlock, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in St. Eunan's Church Cemetery, Rafoe. Family flowers only, please, donations in lieu if desired to the Coronary Care Unit, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member, or Kelly's Funeral Directors, Rafoe. Rosary both evenings at 9. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. tomorrow evening and on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of William James Jimmy Fairs, late of number 2, Millhaven, Sion Mills. Service of thanksgiving will take place at Sion Mills Presbyterian Church tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock, followed by interment in Erne Cemetery. The death has occurred of Celia McMurrough, Ardsbeg, Gortha Hawk. Celia's remains are reposing at her home with rosary nightly at 10 o'clock. Removal on Wednesday morning to Christ the King Church, Gortha Hawk, for Requiem Mass at 12 noon, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please, donations in lieu if desired to Donegal Hospice, care of any family member, or McLaverty Funeral Directors. The death has taken place of Hannah Barr, late of Warrenview Manor, Muff, and formerly of Blackmore, Redcastle. Her remains are reposing at St. Mary's Church, Bochan Cooldaff, with Requiem Mass tomorrow at 11, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. Family flowers only, please. Inquiries to Liam Collins, Funeral Director. The death has taken place of John Devlin, Ban, Tulla, Clonmany. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there on Wednesday morning at 10:30 to St. Mary's Church, Clonmany, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers if desired to Cancer Care West, care of Comiskey Funeral Directors. House private, please, from 11 p.m. to 10 a.m. The death has taken place of John McIlwain, 24, Town Parks Convoy, County Donegal. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral tomorrow morning at 11 in St. Mary's Church Convoy, with interment afterwards in the Old Cemetery Convoy. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please, donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. Rosary nightly at 10 p.m. The death has occurred of Annabel Fisher, Glencar Irish, Letterkenny. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral mass tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock in St. Eunan's Cathedral, Letterkenny.
Interment afterwards in the family plot at Kiltivogue Cemetery, Glenfinn. Family Flowers Only, please, donations in lieu if desired to Barnes Ward, St Joseph's Hospital Comfort Fund or the Alzheimer's Society Donegal Branch, care of Conmacdaden Sons Funeral Directors or any family member. The death has occurred of Isabel Fraser, Derg View, Castle Finn. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:30 to St Mary's Church, Castle Finn, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has occurred of Jimmy Carr, St Cummins Hill, Killybegs. His remains are reposing at his residence. Removal tomorrow morning at 10:30 to St Mary's Church, Killybegs, for 11 o'clock funeral mass. Burial afterwards in the local cemetery. House private, please, on the morning of the funeral. Family Flowers Only, please, donations in lieu if desired to CREA, the West of Ireland Cardiac and Stroke Foundation, or Rehabilitation Unit, Letterkenny Hospital. And the death has occurred of Paddy McLaughlin, 7 Carnuckta Road, Castle Derg. Paddy's remains are reposing at his late home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:15 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Patrick's Church, Ahiarn. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard.